V-Step Listening Practice, Test 5, Part 1. Question 1. Attention all listeners. Palmer's Gym now has several locations in your area. We have everything you need to keep fit, including exercise classes and fitness instructors ready to help you. But that's not all. Starting in April, your membership gives you access to any of our locations across the country. So if you're traveling for business or just on vacation, you won't have to skip your workout routine. Visit our website to see a map of all the Palmer's Gym locations across the nation. Question 2. Good evening. My name's Mateo, and I'll be serving you tonight. Since this is your first time here, let me tell you about our restaurant. All the vegetable products you see on the menu come from our very own vegetable garden. The owner of the cafe, Natasha, is a talented gardener who grows our fresh produce herself. Now, tonight we have a special entree. It's poached salmon, caught fresh today. It's a simple dish served with a lemon sauce and a salad. I eat it all the time. So while you read over the menu, can I bring you a beverage? Question 3. Welcome aboard this morning's direct flight to Toronto. We look forward to flying with you today. Unfortunately, we've run out of space in the overhead bins for larger carry-on bags. If your bag won't fit under your seat, we'll take it from you and check it. You'll be able to pick it up at the baggage claim when we land. In addition, we have several meal options for purchase today. Our standard selections are listed in the magazine in the seat pocket in front of you. If you would like to purchase a meal, please notify a flight attendant. Question 4. Good afternoon. My name's Lawrence Wilson, and I'll be conducting the training on how to use our company's new scheduling software, Spark Schedule. The reason we chose this particular software is because it makes it easy for you to schedule meetings with people in different time zones. That way, we can conduct business with our increasing number of clients all over the world. And best of all, there's a mobile phone application that you can download for free. This will allow you to check your schedule from any location. Question 5. This is Gua Lin with KDM TV News. Tonight, there's news about the Ashworth City Light Rail. Work continues on this massive construction project, but the announcement of new federal safety regulations means that major modifications must be made to the tracks. Opening day could be delayed by as much as 3 months. Public opinion about the railway is already divided. Some residents say they don't approve of how much money is being spent on the project, but others say it's worth the cost. I'm here at the 4th Street station, where I'll ask a few passersby how they feel about this latest development in the project. Question 6. First of all, we know you have a busy schedule outside of work, so thanks for coming into the warehouse today to work on a Saturday. Okay, so we're here because this extra shipment was delivered yesterday. There are hundreds of boxes, and we have to check what's in them and put the information into our warehouse database. Now, I'm going to assign you all to groups. Once you have your group number, go ahead and join your group members. Group leaders will tell you which boxes you'll be working on. Question 7. And now, an event we've all been waiting for since last year, Denville's annual cook-off. Held outside at City Park, the cook-off always attracts a lot of participants. Competitors prepare one dish, which they serve throughout the day. A panel of judges will select the winners based on taste, presentation, and uniqueness. This event is great fun for the whole family, and entry and food samples are free. If you're interested in participating, the contest registration form is available on the city's website. Now, keep in mind, we're expecting a cloudy day for this year's event. We won't see any sunshine, so be sure to bring a jacket. Question 8. This is Sangho Park from Park Investors. We met last month at the Westside Technology Conference. I attended your interesting presentation and spoke to you afterward about my small investment firm. I'm calling because I'd like to hire you to discuss ways to make my company's database more secure. I know you specialize in this type of work, and I'm hoping you'll be interested in this project. Could you please email me a list of your consultant fees? Use the email address on the business card I gave you. Thanks.